School shootings have been on Mickey Angerman's mind. She's been teaching at Ringgold Public Schools for 14 years at both the middle and high school.
Teachers have asked for more things for safety as far as locked doors or plans or trainings, and it's been challenging to kind of get something that was kind of steady.
She says when she first started teaching, she didn't have to think about active shooters, but now it's just scary for every educator.
You're thinking, how do I keep kids safe? Like, what if that happened in this class period or that class period or in this room versus that room? What am I going to do to make sure I can keep the kids in my care out of harm's way? So it's sad and scary to think about.
Gene Meek is working on a solution. He's Ringgold's new chief of police.
What brings me here today is kind of a two-part series. You're going to get the first part today.
Meek is speaking to school staff in the staff lounge about safety. He arrived in Ringgold's small island community this summer. Since then, he's been on a mission to enforce more security efforts, including in the schools. He's initiated school safety training for potential school shootings. Lately, he's been working on something called Left a Bang.
This Left a Bang is what you're going to have the most control over. By Left a Bang, what I am talking about is before a shot is ever fired. And let's face it, most shootings or most hostile threats aren't knives. They're not pipes, they're not wrenches, they're guns.
He says Left a Bang is something people can identify before there's a problem, because there are certain psychological indicators before someone decides to act out violence.
It's not hidden. 98% of every hostile threat, 98% of every hostile threat, I'm going to say that one more time, 98% of every hostile threat, people knew about before it happened.
The number of school shootings in the U.S. has increased dramatically over the last decade. Last year, there were nearly 350 violent gun events on school campuses, according to a national database. Meek says that in a small rural town like Ringgold, the community will be able to tell if someone seems like they're going through a crisis. He says that if someone seems off, it's important to say something so they can get help. He says Ringgold's small size can make that easier. Everyone knows everyone.
When you find the planning is when it's very important that you have to see something. Or you sell something, now you have to say something. You have to say something. I'm going to say that again. You have to say something.
On the other hand, Ringgold's superintendent Bill Burr says that safety concerns can be more difficult in a closed community like Ringgold. He says that a school employee could open a locked door for a familiar face, not knowing if that person's in crisis mode.
Most people in town aren't going to be strangers, which would be different from a road system where somebody might arrive in town that we don't necessarily know. Most people who come to our schools are connected in some way.
He says they're always looking for a balance between school safety and school accessibility. They are planning on installing key card entrances to the side doors next summer. Because the borough owns the school buildings, they will have to work together. Borough manager Mason Villarma says the borough is ready and willing to do that. He says you can't put a price on protecting faculty and students.
If they want doors, if they want buzzers, if they want locks, we're here for it and we'll find a way to fund it. So it's just about what makes sense for them operationally.
Dina Bishop is the commissioner of the state's education department. She says that Alaska's public schools are required to practice emergency drills once a month.
This could be an earthquake drill. It could be a fire drill. And most recently, I would say within the last 20 years, some of them during the year have been around what you stated as a hostile intruder.
She says the schools are also required to practice lockdown drills, which is specifically for staff. Bishop says the drills have faced pushback. Some parents say the drills can be traumatic for their children, but she says it's necessary for schools to have to communicate with parents and teach them what an emergency drill is.
It's meant not to frighten children, but to empower them and to understand that danger does exist. And a lot of times what they learn in school translates out of school.
Ringgold Police Chief Meek says safety training in Ringgold will probably take a couple of years to get right, since the community is just learning the process. In Ringgold, I'm Colette Zarnicki.